Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to 106.7 The Fan. I am Adam Epstein on a Saturday morning, October 17th, and I am pumped to be back with you on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to wake up. Everybody out there in the entire DMV or around the country with the radio.com app, it is time to wake up. Get up and Adam. Get out of your bed. Start your weekend. Start your engines. Another great weekend of sports ahead of us. If you're a crazy sports fan like me that's betting like crazy, I've got you covered. If you're just an NFL fan, I've got you covered. If you're a fan of college football, English Premier League, or baseball, I've got you covered on today's program. My guest coming up today at 10 a.m., I have Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington, my guy, a fellow millennial that covers the Washington football team and is part of the Washington Football Talk podcast. My guy, Travis Thomas, who works with me at Podville Media, will be joining me at 11 a.m. to talk about the NFL games. We will give our picks. He is a huge gambler like myself, and we're both on hot streaks. So when we say something's going to happen, it's going to happen. Because I was on a huge losing streak. I've turned that around. I'm coming into this week hot, hot, hot. And I am looking forward to that as well. So I like to start off my show by telling you about today in sports. And I'm going to start with baseball. The Atlanta Braves against the LA Dodgers. Atlanta is up 3-2. And we have game 6 coming today at 4:30 p.m. I watched a little bit of the game the other night. It is so crazy to me that we have October baseball right now with this crazy MLB season that has taken place. It hurts me inside to not see the Washington Nationals there, and it hurts me even more to see Atlanta there. But it is also just fun to watch October baseball with everything going on. It's intense. Atlanta's up 3-2. Game 6 tonight at 4:30. We have a Game 7 tonight at 8:30 p.m. Who is that? That is the Houston Astros against Tampa Bay. And Carlos Correa has been the storyline in that one. We're just showing, and I hate the guy. I hate most of the Astro players because they cheated. But he is just showing how tough he is mentally. And he's putting the team on his back, just calming pitchers down, going up, calling walk-off home runs. That's been incredible to watch, and you can continue to watch that tonight at 8:30 p.m. In college football, we have a weird weekend. There were a lot of games that seem to have been postponed, and the big one is Georgia versus Alabama, and Georgia number 3 versus Alabama number 2 tonight at 8 p.m. Obviously, the big story this week was Nick Saban testing positive for COVID-19. Prayers are with him, and hopefully he can make a speedy recovery from that. And that is the type of matchup that you want to watch in college football. Alabama versus Georgia. Georgia has been very impressive this season. Alabama, it seems like every single year they have probably 10 to 15 first-round draft picks on their roster. It's so much fun to watch. And then locally, locally. I've been a Virginia Tech fan my whole life. I did go to VCU. We are undefeated in football because we don't have a team. So I've always rooted for Virginia Tech. The Hokies play against Boston College. Boston College tonight, and that is the 2-1 Hokies in the ACC against the 3-1 Boston College. They are also 2-1 in the ACC. So this is a big one for the Hokies here, who really need to get some momentum going. In English Premier League, my boy Andrew Passaro has been giving picks on his Twitter feed, and I like to let my audience know about them because he as well has been hot. And if you're picking soccer winners, that's tough to do. He's got Sheffield plus 110 over Fulham, saying anytime you can get plus against Fulham, you have to take that. Leicester versus Aston Villa. Yes, write this down if you're in your car. Leicester versus Aston Villa over 3.5 goals. And I'm throwing in there Chelsea to win against Southampton. And we get to see the return of Christian Pulisic. And why should you care about that? Because he is the greatest American soccer player of all time. All right, I've always said it's Landon Donovan. Christian Pulisic is passing that at just 21 years old. He scored multiple two-goal games in the English Premier League, including hat tricks. The kid is incredible. He went down with a hamstring injury about 2.5 months ago. He is back on the pitch today. That match kicks off at 10 a.m., and love to see him back in the starting lineup. So what are my big topics on the show today? And what can you call in for? Because the way I do my show is you dial up that phone, you're getting on the radio. I guarantee that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And the question is, how long will Kyle Allen be the starter? 2 quarters? Like last week? The game? 3 games? The rest of the season? Where are your thoughts around that? And what the hell is going on with Dwayne Haskins? Will he even be on the roster in 2021? What are my keys to victory against the crappy Giants? And then, of course, I will give you my NFL picks. And I mentioned this a few weeks ago on my show. I have turned into a huge gambler. Whether that's because I got a new job and I'm making more money so I can blow a little bit of it, or is that's because of quarantine has just made me obsessed with sports even more, I don't know. But my latest is teasers. And Darius, my producer over there, are you into teasers? Do you know about teasers? Do you understand the word teaser king?
Not really. I'm not big into the betting game, so I'm still learning all the lingo.
So let me give you a quick lesson, okay? So teasers, right? 3-team teasers, for example, okay? You will get the normal lines, like, I guess, right, for this week it was Washington plus 3, but it's plus 10 on top of that. So I got a teaser with Washington plus 13 against the New York Giants. But with the teaser, the thing is you have to hit 3 for just one of them to hit. It's similar to a parlay, but you're only going to it's not going to go crazy. You're going to put up 100 and probably win close to 90.
So if they win by 13 or more, you get basically bonus over what you'd get if they won by 3.
No. So if they lose by 12, I still win.
Ah, okay. So it's the reverse then.
Yeah. Yeah. It adds to the line. And I'm going to talk about my teasers that I have this week. I just feel like they're locks. I just feel like they are locks. I've been looking at the book. I will bring up my book during the show and tell you the live lines, and we will get to it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I am at the one sports nerd on Twitter. My guy Justin chimes in, says, "Wake up, everybody." He likes the pun I did with Up and Adam. Yeah, I've been doing that for a little bit now. It's my go-to now on the air. My guy Danny Records and Radio chimes in that he's listening, and DC Champs as well. I want to hear from you guys on Twitter. Mike Hall chimes in that he's listening. I will be reacting and interacting with you guys on Twitter throughout the show. And again, the phone line, 1-800-636-1067. So, the Washington football team at 1-3 plays against the New York Giants, and it's crazy to me how bad the NFC East is. Like, the NFC least, the NFC poop show, the NFC no team has a chance against anybody except each other. I mean, it's mind-blowing. We have the Dallas Cowboys, and it's I feel terrible for Dak Prescott. The Washington fan in me wants to say something negative, but I can't do that. I'm too nice of a guy. That was a terrible injury, and I hope him a speedy recovery. But the truth is now they have Andy Dalton, and they get to see what mediocre quarterback play is in Andy Dalton. The Philadelphia Eagles and their guy Carson Wentz, what is he doing? He has regressed incredibly. He's throwing turnover after turnover. They do this bit that they love to do, which is they get behind by 20 and try to come back. And it has not worked for them except for that one game against the 49ers. And they have that tie as well. So the tie is going to help them out. Because I do have my prediction of the Eagles winning the division at 6-9-1. And so, yes, then the Cowboys play Monday night against Arizona with Kyler Murray. We've seen Kyler Murray up close and personal when he defeated Washington this season. The kid's no joke. He can run the ball. He can also throw the ball. He extends plays. But what really kills people, though, is when you blitz at the outside and he goes up the middle for 15 to 20 yards on key third downs. And I don't see the Dallas Cowboys having any chance of winning. I just don't know how Dallas, with a backup quarterback, thinks that they're going to compete against an Arizona Cardinals team that's good this season. So we're looking at another week where probably three teams in the NFC East are going to lose. And if God willing, Washington might tie the Giants. That's how bad things are. The Giants are 0-5. Washington 1-4. I said 1-3. I gave them Ben. What am I doing? It's like I missed a week. Oh yeah, we got blown out by the Rams. Philadelphia at 1-3-1. They have a tough matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. If you're picking Philadelphia to win, I want to hear from you. I don't understand how that's going to happen. 1-800-636. Philly fans, are you out there in the DMV? I don't know what you're doing in the DMV rooting for Philly, but I'd want to hear from you. And Dallas at 2-3. So after this week, my prediction is Dallas at 2-4, Philadelphia at 1-4-1, New York and Washington right in the mix. One of us has to get a win. Even a tie would put them right in the mix. It's just incredible because when you look around the league, you've got the NFC North with Green Bay undefeated, the Chicago Bears. They put in Nick Foles. It's completely changed things for them. They're 4-1 on the season. You've got the NFC South with an 0-5 Atlanta Falcons team. Besides that, the other three teams are good, like very good. Carolina has surprised a lot of people with Teddy Bridgewater. He's 3-2. Tampa Bay, I'm not ever betting against Tom Brady. He's at 3-2. And he really should have won that game against Nick Foles. He just thought it was third down. He thought it was third down. He made a huge mistake. That's what happens. And that's happened. When that happened, totally a side story here. But when Tampa Tom put up his four fingers and couldn't believe that it was fourth down, it felt like me when I play Madden. Because when you spike the ball, you totally forget that you were wasting a down, especially when you're in a hurry-up offense. And the NFC West, just an incredible division, season in, season out. We saw the LA Rams, they're 4-1. Seattle, undefeated. Russell Wilson having an MVP-type season. I have him on my fantasy squad, and it is unbelievable! He's single-handedly winning me games. The Arizona Cardinals at 3-2. Like I said, they're going to be 4-2 after they demolish the Cowboys, and the 49ers aren't terrible at 2-3. So 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I see I've got a Philly fan on the line. I want to hear from Cowboys fans if you're in the DMV. Are there any Giants fans in New York? And of course, I got to hear from my Skins fans, or should I say home team fans, Washington football team fans. Wake up and at 'em. Come on. Up and at 'em. Grab your coffee, get your tea, grab your English muffin, whatever you need to do to start your day. I'm an everything bagel guy. I'm an everything bagel guy with cream cheese. That's why I like my breakfast. I hope you'll have your breakfast and join me on the radio next segment here on The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I am Adam Epstein here on a Saturday morning. Thank you, everybody, for chiming in on Twitter. You can reach me at TheOneSportsNerd. My guys, the Burgundy Zone on Twitter chimed in there that they're listening. They do a great podcast that covers the Washington football team. Bill Bride, my guy, is in. Mark says hits me up on Twitter, says that Saban might make coach tonight after a negative test. I'll have to check in on that. High school basketball legend Steve Miles chimes in that he's listening. My guy Junior Cap chimes in that he's listening from Vegas on radio.com. And the rumor has it that you calling into my show leads to weight loss and wealth gain. So I want to hear from you right now. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go right to the phone lines. I'll tell you more about my life, the Washington football team, and all that crap later. I go to the phone lines first on my show. Let's go to Jacob in Bethesda. Jacob, you're on the fan.
Yo, what up, Adam? How's it going, man?
Good, man. Thanks for calling. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, doing well. I just finished my workout at the gym. I wanted to chime in. I'm a Rams fan, but I've been living in the area for about 12 years now. I feel like my Rams could split the season series with the Seahawks, and then I don't think they'll win the division because the Seahawks seem unstoppable, but I think that they will get the top wild card spot at that fifth seed.
Yeah, I was impressed with the Rams last weekend against Washington. I mean, I think Jared Goff gets a lot of negative talk from the media when he makes mistakes, but the guy has a golden arm. He can really hit the deep ball.
He does.
And Sean McVay schemes it up well for him, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think when Goff is on fire, he's literally on fire, but interceptions like how he threw like against Washington last week, that's unacceptable. He's definitely got to tone that down if he wants to, you know, keep winning games. I think realistically, the Rams could probably finish around like 11-5 or 12-4 possibly.
So, Jacob, you were just at the gym. Tell me about that real quick, man, because I have not been to a gym since COVID. I've gained the COVID-15. I lost a little bit of it, but it's been tough, man. So what's that like?
I go usually early in the mornings, so it's typically, like, safe, you know. Usually when I'm there, like, early in the morning, you know, there's about maybe, like, six people there or, like, seven. I don't see more than 10 people at the gym when I'm there in the morning, and I, you know, the lifting area, for the most part, is empty, so I lift for about, like, 45 minutes, and then I hit the treadmill for about 40 minutes.
Nice, man. I like the routine, man. So I appreciate you calling into the show. You're part of the AWOD Army, man. I want you to enjoy the rest of your weekend, dude.
Thank you, man. Beautiful weather this weekend. Have a great one.
You too, Jacob. All right, let's keep it going. Let's go to David in D.C. David, how are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, man. So it says here that you're a Philly fan here in D.C.
I don't advertise that on live radio, but yeah, I'm a Philly fan.
So what do you think about the Eagles, man? Because I just think that they have got no chance this weekend against Baltimore. That's part of my parlay this weekend. Baltimore's so tough, and Carson Wentz, honestly, has regressed this season.
Yeah, I mean, you said your caller, you're looking for Philly fans who are going to pick them this week, and you're not going to hear it from me. I've lived in this area my whole life, and I don't know that I've ever seen a better Ravens team than what they've been the past couple seasons. So
yeah, I totally agree with you.
Really good.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this, though. Even when your team has 0% chance to win, you just can't. As soon as you wake up Sunday, you're going to change that stance. You know, you're going to be like, you know what? Maybe there's a small chance of hope.
Oh, it's, you know, you wake up and it's game day. It doesn't matter who you're playing, but at the end, I'm not going to be disappointed when they lose.
Yeah, I got you there, man. What else is going on with you, man? What'd you want to call in for?
Oh, no, that was it. I just wanted to let you know that the Philly fans have no faith in their team, just like the Washington fans.
I hear you, man. I appreciate the call, David. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on the show. And I'm wondering to myself about Dwayne Haskins. Will Dwayne Haskins get back in? Should Dwayne Haskins get back in? Because I spent the entire offseason sticking up for him. And then he was benched, relegated to third string. It's embarrassing. 1-800-636-1067. Will Dwayne Haskins get back in, and should he even get back in? What are the facts? The facts are that Dwayne Haskins missed a full week of practice. That can't happen. Washington's quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, got sick on Sunday morning and continued to be out of the team's facilities for the next 4 days. And yes, this came directly after him being benched and relegated to the third string position. That decision took place last Wednesday, which honestly feels like a lifetime ago. So he observed practice the next day before slightly being involved Friday. And you could tell this decision by the head coach hurt him deep down. Was it the right decision? I'd say yes, and I'd say no. Here's why. No, because the whole plan of this season, in my book, was to play Dwayne Haskins for 16 games and see if he's the guy. I'm sitting here on the radio. I don't know if he's the guy. It doesn't seem like it, but I don't think I saw enough. So you had to play him, in my opinion, 16 games. And if you lost all of them, you get a good draft pick and you get a new QB in there. So was it the right decision? Yes, it was the right decision to bench him because the division is terrible. And Ron believes he can win with something else, someone else. And I've got to believe in Ron Rivera in his first year. Or else, what am I doing being a fan of this team? So which answer is more correct? Because this is one of those damn multiple choice questions that would always trick me in high school and college. A, yes. B, no. C, A, and B. D, B, and A, but not C. E, all of the above. How can you get it right with this team in Washington? Like, seriously, when you look at this situation, there's really no 100% correct answer. The team did not respond to the benching of Dwayne Haskins. They were supposed to have inspired play against the Rams. Wasn't that the case from Ron Rivera for his benching? That the other players would step up because the quarterback shouldn't lose the team the game? Wasn't the offense supposed to be so much more advanced with Kyle Allen since he's been with this offense for over a year and has worked closely with Scott Turner? Weren't we supposed to see Terry McLaurin involved? Weren't we supposed to see an offense that went vertical? Vertical. They've been going horizontal for 5 weeks. That's the most frustrating thing. This offense, they pleaded this offseason that they were going to run the ball and then stretch the field and get vertical. Get quick and easy scores by scheming guys open all over the place and down the field. Instead, we have looked like a mediocre offense at best. Probably not even mediocre. We don't look nearly as good offensively as Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, Sean McVay in LA, or even Jay Gruden in Jacksonville. It seems like Gardner Minshew gives you a better chance to win right now. So here's my take. I would like Dwayne Haskins to be brought back into the fold for the second half of the season. Because let's be honest, the only games that matter are the division games, in which he was 1-0. That says something. Now, obviously, Kyle Allen gets the lowly Giants this week, then the Dakless Cowboys the next, and the Giants again. Kyle Allen, the mic is yours. This is your chance to impress. If we are unable to win one or two of those games, get him the heck out of there. I'd rather see anybody else. I'd rather see what Dwayne has to offer. Why was Dwayne pulled? Because he took too damn long to throw the ball. Because he was staring receivers down like a high school quarterback. And because he took an 18-yard sack in the freaking red zone. Everybody saw that. Everybody got pissed from that. Dwayne was playing scared to make a mistake. So the coaches said, you can't make a mistake if you don't play. And if this was a movie, if this was a Disney Channel original like I grew up watching, Dwayne Haskins would hit the books, he'd hit the gym, and he'd hit the coach's office. He'd realize his mistakes, completely change his ways, he'd mature overnight, and return as the god of football here in Washington, D.C. But it's 2020, it's real life, and we're living inside of Nightmare on Elm Street. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. I'm sad to say this, but I'm not sure Dwayne can recover from this fully. His mentality is all sorts of chaos. He desperately needs a veteran in the locker room. Oh, wait. You cut Adrian Peterson, you dummies! 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I've got more yelling to do. I want to talk to Washington football team with my fans out there. and fans around the country. 1-800-636-1067. Your phone call is coming up next. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein on a Saturday morning. At The One Sports Nerd on Twitter. Keep the tweets coming in, please. Please, love it. I love it all day here on The Fan. And I want to tell you guys how embarrassed I am to be a Washington Football Team fan. Because I've been embarrassed as a Redskins fan my entire life. But this is the first time since the rebrand, just 5 months ago, that I'm fully embarrassed to support the local football team. It's so tough. The Haskins situation, Ron Rivera and his coaching style and the timeouts and everything, the Deadspin article that seemed to be spot on about Scott Turner and his terrible offense that only goes sideways. They said they were going to go vertical offseason. They've gone nothing but horizontal. But let's hit to the phone lines and see what people around the DMV have to say. Let's go to David in Warrington. David, you're on The Fan.
Hey, how you doing? I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I think those are your factors. But one of the big factors was, and I heard this on the radio, I forgot which ex-Redskin or football team player said that, but he said that the main factor was that Dwayne would not put in the preparation to become better, was late coming to practice, right. Was not studying the plays. His work ethic wasn't good enough. And Ron Rivera is very strict about that.
Yeah.
And I think that was a big factor in this. And I heard the Redskin player before said, that's the last thing I want to hear about a football player is they're not willing to put in the preparation. They're not willing to put in the extra practice time.
Especially at quarterback. And David, we saw it on the field. I mean, everyone talked about that clip from Thomas Davis in training camp of him saying you're staring down the linebackers, and then he did it against Cleveland. And then against that Ravens game, he had 300 yards, but he was throwing the checkdowns every time. He didn't trust himself to make the big play, to throw. I watched the film. There was plenty of plays where Terry McLaurin had a step on his guy, and you just have to throw him open, something that good NFL quarterbacks do. And I think it came down to, lack of preparation, but also a confidence thing. Like, he just wasn't confident in himself enough, and maybe it's because of the short offseason. But it could also be because he's screwing off and hanging out with his friends when he should be studying the playbook night in and night out.
I agree. I think that's a major factor.
So, David, let me ask you this. Would you put him back in a few weeks?
I guess it depends on how the other two you've got whether Allen or Smith can produce or not, I'm leery. And what choice would you have?
Right.
I mean, if Kyle Allen is not putting out, can't get it done, and I worry a lot about Alex Smith playing a full game.
Yeah.
That's just scares. You know, the guy with who had a compound fracture of his fibula and tibia. Almost lost his leg. He's out there playing because we can't seem to find someone who can at least it's not the wins and losses as much as it's play the game well, put out a great effort,
right.
Show that you do those things, and I'm okay with that while we struggle with this, but it's not getting done. So you might not have a choice. Might not have a choice at one point. So
Totally agree, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah, you make a great point. And that's why this Giants game is so huge, because both teams suck. So whoever wants it more is going to end up winning. It's going to be as simple as that. Who can execute and who can get down in the trenches and get the dirty yards? Because it's going to be a field position game. There's going to be a ton of punts. If you see a punt prop bet, take the over. I guarantee you that. Let's go to James in Riverdale. James, you're on The Fan.
Adam, what's up, buddy?
What's up, James? Thanks for calling, man. How you doing this morning?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm good, man. So what are you thinking about Dwayne Haskins here? Was it the right move to bench him?
So here's my thing, bud. With the first round pick, we got to give him every opportunity to fail. And with this organization, it's not anything new. When you got a new coaching staff coming in and they kind of adopted a guy and they don't really want to go, you know, they don't really want to work with him because they don't think he's the future of the organization. But again, we've made that investment as an organization, as the hometown team, we've made that investment. And what I would like to see is just give him every single opportunity to fail. And I hate to do this, but, you know, Grant kind of did this, kind of brought this up either earlier this week or late last week, and it's a comparison to Robert. When things kind of died down here on the back end of Robert's tenure here,
right?
Everybody felt like it was time to move on. Everybody felt like it was the Kirk time. And I wasn't the biggest Robert fan, but I understood that, and that was a huge investment compared to this. That was a huge investment. So I felt like because we made that investment, Robert needed every single opportunity, whether it was on half a knee, two knees, if he didn't have any knees, he needed every single opportunity because of that investment we made. That being said, I know that Kyle Allen was Ron's guy down there in Carolina. So maybe he's trying to give him his due diligence here too, but we don't owe Kyle Allen anything. I think we made that investment in Dwayne, and that's what we need to see right now is him get every opportunity he can on the field.
Yeah, I mean, you made a great point. Dwayne, though, he just was never Ron's guy. Kyle Allen, though, was his Colt McCoy, like Jay Gruden. It's incredible, and we see this time after time in the NFL where a new regime comes in, and it wasn't their quarterback that they drafted, that they groomed, that they put all their heart and soul into. And so Ron Rivera is probably thinking, hey, by year three, I'm going to have a new quarterback that's my guy that I can put my trust in. And if I get fired with my guy, that's fine. But he doesn't seem to want to take any chances with Dwayne Haskins. I totally agree. I think we benched him way too early. Way too early.
I will say this, though. Yeah. Adam, I will say this, though. And you know, me and you are around the same age, so we kind of get the culture of this generation. The fact that he's sitting there and unfollowing the team and choosing, I mean, we can't say choosing stay home. Obviously, we got to be, you know, sensitive to everything going on right now. But the fact that he stayed home right after he gets benched, I mean, this is all just crybaby culture.
It's
just,
yeah, it's him being petty.
And exactly. And you cannot do that. You can't do that, especially in this market here where you're going to get crucified if you make dumb decisions like that.
Yeah, dude, that's such a great point because all the old guys around town, I don't think they really made a big deal about it. But to the millennials, when he unfollowed Washington on Instagram and Twitter, like, dude, what the hell? Like, that hurt.
Stupid.
Like, that pissed me off.
And again, it's our generation. That's the petty culture. And you know, when you got guys like you know, the DC media who kind of follows that and sees who's following who and all that, I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing in that sense.
Yeah, it's not looking good for Dwayne. James, thanks for the call. We've got Jimmy, Bill, Mitch. I see you guys on the line. I'm going to get to you next after I pay the bills here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067. Adam Epstein, coming right back. All right, I'm Adam Epstein here on The Fan at The One Sports Nerd on Twitter. And it's time to go right to the phone lines. No more nonsense here. Let's go straight to Mitch in Vienna. Mitch, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Adam, I enjoy your show. I look forward to listening to you.
Oh, thanks, man.
First of all, if they lose this game with the Giants, I think it's time to start blowing the team up. Trade Scherf, trade anybody else with any value, get a bunch of draft picks and just start over, because you can lose with inexpensive guys just as well as you can with expensive ones, right? As to Haskins, I don't know that they had much choice last week. If he really had a stomach virus and missed 5 days, they would have had to bench him anyway and start somebody else. Mm-hmm. If it's bogus and he's faking it, and I hope he's not, but if he is, I've cut him immediately. I don't have time for people like that on the team.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he was legitimately sick, then you would have had to start somebody else in the first place.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that you're right. You can't lose to this Giants team, because that's honestly what lost Jay Gruden his job last year, was losing to the Giants game. The Giants are 0-5. They're arguably, them and the Jets, the two New York teams, are the worst teams in the league. And we're pretty bad too, right? But we have to.
Exactly. And if you're really that bad, this is a litmus test. If you're really that bad, it's time to start clearing the decks and get rid of the losers, as painful as that is to say. You know, and really this year isn't about Haskins. It's about culture. It's about who are winners and who are not, including Haskins. You know, lead or not, it doesn't look like he can, but, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on the virus. But you know, so they've got to weed out all the people that are just sort of taking a paycheck and then not playing very well. If you lose to the Giants, you know, that's a big litmus test that says you don't have winning people here. It's time to get new. It's time to just start over with a new culture, and maybe those guys will do better someplace else. I don't know.
Yeah.
As a fan, I don't really care, but, you know, that's where we are.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, man. We have to win today or tomorrow. Absolutely must compete. Must compete. And if we lose by a field goal at the buzzer, fine, but you have to compete, or else what is Ron Rivera doing, because he's not getting the guys ready to play against the worst team in the league. Let's go to Bill in Fredericksburg. Bill, you're on the Fan.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. Great show.
Thanks, man. What do you got to say?
I got to say that if Haskins is going to act like a little baby, if he's acting like a baby like people are saying, by that I mean getting picked first round in the NFL, and you're not willing to study the ever-loving playbook, you're not willing to learn the plays, you're not willing to go downfield. The reason he can't go downfield is because he doesn't know the plays. And I think Rivera was giving him, he gave him three weeks of, you know, maybe he'll get better, maybe he'll do with the study habits. And I think Rivera finally said, I've had it. And I think that's another reason why he hasn't been called a time at the end of the game where they're being blown out, because Haskins doesn't know what to do. If he can't run the plays on regular timing, on regular speed, regular game speed, there is no way the kid's going to handle 2-minute drill.
Right.
There's no way he can do it.
That's a good point.
I think he's doing the right thing. I think we need to don't blow it. I'm just so frustrated with everything. I think he's doing the right thing, getting rid of him, or at least benching him for now. And I think he's giving him grain. Your third string, you got one last chance. You have got to study. You've got to learn these plays. You've got to learn the system. And this is it. I'm giving you a warning. This is it. And that's what I think he ended up having to do. And Haskins got mad and said, well, I'm not going to follow with you anymore. And I'm not going to do this. And I'm going to ask for a trade because everybody loves me. And that's so exactly the way he's acting, in my opinion.
Hey, Bill, I'm as frustrated as you. It sounds like you just want to scream. Let it out, man.
But I don't agree with blowing up the team. You don't blow up the team because, in my opinion, you keep the guys that are good. You don't blow it up. This guy has got to get his act together, and if he doesn't, then I would go with Smith. I would go with Smith, but that's just me.
All right, Bill. Thanks for the call, man. Yeah, you make a great point there about Dwayne. At third strings, this is his chance to study the playbook and improve. Let's continue. Let's go to Jimmy in Silver Spring. Jimmy, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up? You told me to call you on Saturday. You weren't around last Saturday.
Yeah, I know. It was a short Saturday, but this one's a long one. We got 3 hours. What's up?
All right. Listen, man, I want to make a couple points.
Okay.
Real quick about the, if you control the narrative, you can say whatever you want. I've been around football all my life. I've been watching it, playing it. You know, I love it. Okay. Couple things about Ron Rivera and what he's doing. When he says you're losing the locker room because teams are there ready to win, well, they wouldn't play football if they didn't develop quarterbacks. Quarterbacks, if you look from Troy Aikman to John Elway, those guys took their lumps. Do you think the coach cared about losing the locker room? Developing a Super Bowl winning quarterback? Of course not. Those guys went to sorry teams. The guys were sorry anyway. So very few athletes, especially quarterbacks, work all summer long, work hard, then get the job, then stop working. Who does that? Can you, you got an opinion about that?
I'm letting you
right,
roll,
it doesn't
Jimmy.
Happen. I got you. Yeah, right. It doesn't happen. So that's nonsense. Ron Rivera has a credibility issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ron Rivera probably told that young man everything was telling us, I got your back, I got your back, I got your back. He came in there one day and said, hey, Dwayne, you're third string. Now, he may have been a little immature about it, but you see, Ron Rivera speaks with a forked tongue. Okay. Ron Rivera is developing as a personnel guy. He's never done personnel. He's a novice at the job. He needs to develop into that job. Scott Turner has never been an offensive coordinator. He's 4 or 5 weeks into the job. He needs to develop into that job. These people are novices, and they're teaching a novice. Okay? Mm-hmm. Ron Rivera, all you Washington Redskins fans, talk about what a winner Ron Rivera is. Ron Rivera had 3 winning seasons in 9 years. If you listen to sports talk radio down there in Carolina right now, they're talking about how Matt Rhule has come in and changed the culture, practice habits, and everything else in 5 weeks. Look at where Carolina is, and look at where Washington is.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, Jimmy, I gotta go to break here. So one quick question, though. Would you give Haskins another chance, or has his ship sailed?
I think his ship has sailed here because these dolts that are running the organization. See, most people, if you're in management and something's not working for you, you look within first and then look outward. See, these guys are saying, it's not my problem. It's Dwayne Haskins' problem. It's this people. You know, these people drafted. How is this draft class doing? How's this first draft class doing? It's not doing anything. The team surrounding Dwayne Haskins suck. You can't have Dwayne Haskins playing like Joe Montana when he's playing with the Cincinnati Bengals rest of the team. It doesn't work like that. Ron Rivera is not the guy. Ron Rivera is new in his position. He'll be here 3 years like the rest of them, and then he'll be shipped out somewhere, and somebody else will come in here.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Didn't mean to cut you off there. I always love your energy and love hearing from you, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Let's real quick here before the break, let's go to JaVale and Culpepper. JaVale, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Adam? How you doing, man?
Good. Running out of time here, but real quick, I wanted to squeeze you in. What are your thoughts on Haskins?
Haskins, he didn't fit the bill. You know, it wasn't just Rivera. It was the two other coaches in Callahan and Gruden as well who didn't like what they saw, you know. And it's no secret that no one else in the organization other than Snyder wanted Haskins. So, you know, now we have to give Allen a chance. And as I told your screener, you know, I'm not saying that Haskins is better than Deshaun Watson. I'm not saying he's better than Patrick Mahomes. But he was in that same graduating class with those guys coming out of high school. And Allen was the number one quarterback in the country. The number one quarterback in the country, you know. And you know, everybody says that Terry McLaurin is elite, elite, elite. Okay, I think he's very good. I don't know about elite. But I never hear anybody say that DJ Moore is elite or Curtis Samuel is elite. And that's who he had as his receivers last year. Granted, we don't have a Christian McCaffrey. However, last week, in the limited time that we did see Allen, he was consistently looking for the backs out of the backfield, whether it was McKissick or Gibson. And that's what we haven't seen in this offense. And I think the last 4 games have been our toughest stretch of the season.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Arizona, they're hot and cold, but they have a dynamic quarterback and they have the best receiver in the NFL. Okay, you look at the Browns, they look like they're going to be a playoff team. The Ravens, they're going to be a playoff team. The Rams, they look like they're going to be a playoff team. Those 4 games was our toughest stretch of the season, and we are in the weakest division, and that helps. The Cowboys have the most talent. However, they lost Dak, and that's going to hurt, even though they do have Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton lost his job in Cincinnati to Finley last year, okay? So that's all I want to say about Andy Dalton. The Eagles have so many injuries, and we've already beaten them. I think the injuries are going to catch up to them in the end. And then we have the Giants, and that's the thing. We have to give Allen a chance because he knows the system. And I'm not saying we would have won the game last week, but the offense definitely looked a lot more in sync. He led us to a touchdown. We actually took the lead. You know, if he had to play the whole game again, I don't know if we would have won, but we would have been much more competitive. Now, where the season softens up and we don't face a dynamic team or a dynamic quarterback again until Russell Wilson, I believe, week 12 or 13, we have a chance to win 6, 7, 8 games, and 7, 8 games is going to be enough to win the NFC East.
Great call, JaVale. Love it, man. You got me pumped. Now I think we got a chance. Continuing next here on The Fan until 12 noon. Adam Epstein. Don't change that dial.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.